This is the World of Agriculture on the iWag Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook,
I'm Riley Smith.
Software designed for your farming or ranching operation.
Gas prices are experiencing momentary relief.
We'll have more
President
right after
Trump
this.
Is discussing
farmers,
solutions
are you making
for
six
a
figure
potential
decisions
labor
without
shortage?
Knowing where your
we'll
farm
have more
really
right
stands?
After this.
Stop flying blind
farmers,
and start
are you
using
six
Ambrook?
Figure decisions
with
Ambrook,
knowing
you can
where
just
your farm
walk
really
into bank
stands?
With confidence.
Stop flying blind
always
and start
your
enterprise
using
profitability
with Ambrook,
and finish
you can just
be
in
minutes
with
a mobile
app
and
US-based
support.
Enterprise
no more spreadsheets
or shoeboxes,
and finish bookkeeping in minutes with a mobile app and US-based support.
Visit Ambrook.com/Iowa today,
and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card.
Visit Ambrook.com/Iowa today,
and the first 50 people will receive a $10 Casey's gift card.
Oil prices have dropped roughly $10 a barrel in the past week, which was tumultuous, to say the least.
As deportations continue to increase, many
farm
laborers
are worried about whether
or
not they will be able to work in the U.S., coming in more significant than expected.
Are worried about having enough labor to get through the
global recession
or slowdown.
That issue
in
now
addition,
appears to be
OPEC
on the president's radar.
Last week that it would be
President Trump
oil
held a cabinet meeting with his top officials,
oil prices
said his administration would provide some relief
that,
to farmers and hotel operators who employ immigrants lacking legal status. Though his comments were vague, they provide the most detail on
the
fate of the nation's undocumented farm workers
entering
that we've seen so far from this administration.
Just a lot of volatility here in energy markets as we try and digest all of what's happening.
Initially, it appeared that President Trump would not pause his tariffs, but now that he actually did pause them, it's anyone's guess what
Trump
he will
says
decide
they will
to
work
do
with
now.
Farmers to keep their
While
workers
oil
in the
investors
country
try
until
to determine the administration's next
legal
steps,
process.
The hunt and many consumers are enjoying relief at the pump.
Gasoline and diesel prices have been modestly lower than last year. Oil prices had been dipping prior to the tariff discussion because of OPEC's oil production restoration
Trump
that was starting in April. So even if we remove tariffs from energy prices,
laborers.
Gasoline and diesel prices already quite a bit below last year. That's certainly good news for the economy. Average gas prices 36 cents lower than last year. Diesel prices edged up in the last week, but still stand at about $3.58 a gallon.
For more information, visit GasBuddy.com. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up
for
our e-newsletter. That way you can get
our
5 daily
ag
news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Check out as well
our
free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts on favorite podcasting services. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.